And now it's over to the news desk with Abel Vasquez and Charles McKelvey. But first, we're going to take a look at today's headlines.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel calls for more innovation in the health care.
The second European Union-Cuba Joint Council will be held in Havana.
Venezuela concerned about resurgence of conflict in Colombia.
Florida declares state of emergency in anticipation of Hurricane Dorian.
Now for the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel called in Havana to intensify the application of science and innovation in medicine. In a meeting to evaluate the progress of the health and computerizing of the society programs, the head of state instructed this effort to be aimed especially at those specialties that are less developed and that have a positive impact on the quality of life of the population. Cuba currently has 16 research centers, 3 technological scientific services, and 18 development and innovation units. The health sector has a scientific potential of some 241,000 professionals, including 1,141 PhDs in science. The Minister of Public Health, José Ángel Portal, informed that in the last 3 years, 32,016 research projects have been developed and 12,812 results were obtained, of which more than 3,500 were generalized with high impact on the health of Cubans. A large part of these projects are carried out in the main areas of the population's health, such as chronic non-communicable and infectious diseases, the mother-child program, and natural and traditional medicine. Díaz-Canel also evaluated the state of computerization in the culture sector as part of the efforts underway in the country to defend the island's identity and cultural heritage in the face of the global colonizing wave.
The second European Union-Cuba Joint Council will take place in the Cuban capital on September 9th, announced the Cuban ministry on Friday. According to a release published on the ministry's website, the event will be co-chaired by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Bruno Rodriguez Padilla, and the High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy of the European Union, Federica Mogherini. During the council, both parties will review the state of implementation of the Political Dialogue and Cooperation Agreement signed in 2016 between Cuba and the European Union and its member states. Prior to the council on September 3rd, the first meeting of the joint committee between Cuba and the European Union, which assists the council in carrying out its functions, also will be held in Havana. The Cuban delegation to the committee will be led by Emilio Lozada Garcia, Director General of Bilateral Relations at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and the European Union delegation will be led by Hugo Sobral, Deputy Director for the Americas at the European External Action Service.
Venezuela's Foreign Minister, Jorge Arreaza, said on Friday that his government is concerned about the imminent resurgence of the armed conflict in Colombia, a prospect which could happen due to the remnant of a sector of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC-EP, despite the 2016 peace agreement. Quote, Venezuela is following with concern the imminent reactivation of the armed conflict between the Colombian government and the fraction of the FARC, Arreaza said. And he announced that his government is in consultations with the peace agreement guarantor countries so that the parties resume contacts. At a news conference held in Caracas, the foreign minister rejected Colombian President Iván Duque's recent statements, which seemed to put all responsibility on third-party countries for the events raised in his Colombia. Venezuela rejects the impudence of Iván Duque by moving his exclusive responsibility towards third countries and third parties in the planned dismantling of the peace processes and the breach of the commitments assumed. He added that Duque's attitude not only jeopardizes the normalization of public life in Colombia, but also threatens regional peace and security in South America.
Florida has declared a state of emergency in all of its 67 counties as Hurricane Dorian continues to gain strength in the Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center, based in Miami, warns that the storm may hit South Florida as a Category 5 hurricane, with winds as high as 130 miles per hour. Forecasters predict the hurricane will be near the Florida Peninsula late on Monday. They expect a storm surge of as much as 3 to 4.5 meters above normal in some coastal waters off the Bahamas and Florida, and rainfall of 15 to 30 centimeters above normal, with up to 46 centimeters in some areas.
And this is Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast from our studios here in downtown Havana. Back now to the news with Abel Vasquez and Charles McKelvey.
Cuba is warning about new steps taken by the Trump administration to militarize the outer space and the risks that measure entails for the world. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Parrilla conveyed the objection via Twitter. The creation of the Space Command of the Armed Forces of the United States and the militarization of outer space is a threat to the security of all. It is unacceptable to try to convert outer space into a new battlefield, he wrote on Twitter. During a ceremony in the White House on Thursday, President Donald Trump formally established a new military headquarters for the Space Command. In justifying the measure, he said the new command will ensure that America's dominance in space is never questioned and never threatened. According to Politico website, the Pentagon decided to reestablish the U.S. Space Command, which existed in another from between 1985 and 2002. After a review concluded, the military's increasing reliance on space technologies required a dedicated combatant command. Alleging advances in weaponry by China and Russia that could destroy or disable orbiting U.S. satellites.
In news from Africa, the death toll from an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo has topped 2,000. It is the second worst outbreak of the epidemic on record. The World Health Organization has called the situation in the Congo one of the largest and most complex humanitarian crises in the world. According to the organization, 48,000 people in the Congo have died of malaria this year, 3,100 have died of measles, and nearly 300 have died of cholera.
President Nicolas Maduro says he is determined to expand and increase Venezuela's production in the face of the U.S. economic blockade being placed in the South American nation. Maduro told Chinese media his country is resisting the sanctions by promoting the nation's agricultural, oil, and mining sectors. We are determined to expand and liberate the productive forces of Venezuela, recovering macroeconomic equilibrium, and, above all, creating social investment. The humanitarian project of Bolivarian socialism of the Bolivarian Revolution of Venezuela, Maduro said on Sichuan News Agency during an interview in Caracas. The president noted that era of economic growth and prosperity the country maintained between 2005 and 2015 is on the return, despite the economic war of sanctions, blockade, and commercial persecution by the United States Trump administration. Maduro emphasized that these illegal measures have forced the nation to take on resistance economy that is moving towards expansion and sustainability. The president said that he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have established strategic plans and bilateral agreements in the commercial, energy, financial, and technological sectors.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said the United States will keep thousands of troops in Afghanistan even if Washington reaches an agreement with the Taliban. Trump said in an interview with Fox News Radio on Thursday that U.S. troop levels in Afghanistan would drop to 8,600 if a deal were reached. The U.S. president said, "We're going down to 8,600 troops, and then we make a determination from there. We're always going to have a presence," he maintained. Trump also said that if another attack on the USA originated from Afghanistan, we would come back with a force like never before. Trump went on to say that there was to be no complete withdrawal and that the U.S. would keep a force to gather, quote-unquote, high intelligence. The U.S. president earlier boasted he could win the Afghanistan war in a week without using nuclear weapons. Washington has been talking to the Taliban since at least 2018, when Trump said he wanted to end military involvement in Afghanistan.
And once again, our headlines for today.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel calls for more innovation in the health care.
The second European Union-Cuba Joint Council will be held in Havana.
Venezuela concerned about resurgence of conflict in Colombia.
Florida declares state of emergency in anticipation of Hurricane Dorian.